From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 25 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 25 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. And if you haven't already, I invite you to join us for worship either in person or online this Sunday or any Sunday in the near future. Day 25, Jesus' red letter words come from Matthew 25. I was sick and you took care of me, Jesus said. I was sick and you took care of me. A couple of days ago, I talked about our mission statement and said it could be simplified. We could use fewer words. And instead of saying loving God, loving one another, and loving the community, we could just say loving God, because showing our love for, by the way we show our love for God is by loving one another and the community. The way we show our love for God is loving that which God loves, which is God's creation, both human and non-human. So when Jesus says, when I was sick and you took care of me, he's saying that whenever we take care of somebody who is sick, we do so in Jesus' name, that Jesus is revealed in that loving act. The very nature of taking care of one another, of loving one another, Jesus is revealed. Jesus is present in that action. The story that Pastor Zach has us read during our reflection today is the story of the paralyzed man and his friends who drop him through the roof that he might be healed by Jesus. And it's pretty amazing that it isn't that man's faith that makes him well, but the faith of his friends that actually make him well. I have never dropped a paralyzed man through a roof, but I do remember when I was a camper at Mount Cross, our camp in Felton, in the Santa Cruz Mountains. I remember that we had somebody who wasn't on staff but spent part of the summer there who was confined to a wheelchair. He was a quadriplegic. And as I was probably in middle school camper, among the things that we had the opportunity to do was to help care for him, to help show him love. And one of the things we did as a cabin was we strapped him into one of those gurneys, those baskets like you see when they're rescuing somebody from a remote place. And we had one of those and we strapped him into that. And we carried him, these 12-year-old boys, a cabin full of 12-year-old boys. We carried him up the fire road, up the mountain to a clearing before sunrise so that he could see the sunrise with us on top of the mountain. It didn't heal him. But I hope that in that action, he got to see a glimpse of God's glory. I know I learned a lot about it, about being grateful for that which I have. And I think Jesus was revealed in that loving act as well. This week we are focused on serving. How might you serve somebody else in need? How might you care for somebody? And today's text actually encourages us to look at those who are sick. And what can you do? What can I do to help care for those who are in our lives, who are we aware of, who aren't well, who could use a hand, whether that's a literal hand or a figurative hand. I know you're up to the challenge. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.